Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
저희 방송은 다양한 언어를 제공합니다. 다음을 참고하세요. suprememastertv.com/schedule.
In this world, magical power, secular power, there is never enough to protect yourself from all harm.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Awlaksiz, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Izen is hello in Kakas. My name is Olga. The caring people of Kakassia welcome your dedication in assisting others to provide more meaning and joy into their lives. The Republic of Kakassia is located in Russia's south-central Siberia. Its magical combination of mountains, rolling hills, and lakes creates a scenic wonderland, with each region having its own distinct beauty. The mountains are covered with the lush forests of larch, pine, fir, and spruce, while the lowland fields yield plentiful crops of wheat, oats, millet, and potatoes. Kakassia is also home to Mount Kunya, whose name means Mountain of the Sun. Kakassian history dates back many thousands of years, and the Republic is known as a center of archaeology. Malaya Siya, a Stone Age site, is estimated to be at least 30,000 years old and contains more than 40 caves. Sunduki is another natural wonder, with 8 huge sandstone mounds rising from the surrounding plain. It is believed that this was once a stargazing capital and a sacred place of worship. The Caucasian people have retained a rich tradition of folklore and music. The most prominent form is epic poetry, usually performed in the Kay style of throat singing, accompanied by musical instruments like the multi-string Chatkan. Caucasians also delight in events that call for traditional dress, which is often very elegant and colorful. We were especially happy to introduce Exhilarating Caucasia to you, cherished viewers. We pray that humans will soon adopt an organic vegan diet to save our planet Earth. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped World Honored One, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards such as the 2006 Guci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Magical Power is Never Enough to Protect You, Part 1 of 5, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on December 2, 2018, in Shihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
<笑>大家好，大家好，是吗？<笑>大家好，我当然要好嘛，不好也要好，<笑>不好就不能去看你们了。啊，看，啊，thank you，<笑>衣服漂亮。<笑> 大家喝，啊，喝不？啊，呀 ，very good。
不一样，<笑>你不觉得老了，身体会告诉你。<笑>嗯，老了。<笑>啊，我姐姐就不用担心这个地方。我鞋子蛮干净的，干洗的啊。不过还是要，对不起了啊。哎，从远看总比没有好。知道师傅还活着就好了。
啊，别拜佛，拜佛拜天，别拜师傅，别拜这个肉体了。OK， 嗯，比方说师傅，你看到师傅在电视上面，你会不会拜那个电视啊？<笑> 不会啊，不要了啊，拜天拜佛啊，拜菩萨。我年纪还是很，我还是很年轻啊，你们那么老拜我，不好意思。My place was there. Okay. All right. I sit a little higher. You know why, right? Huh? So everybody can see me. Give me my bag. Don't take it away. My bag. 我的袋子. He has to take it so that I am free. My hands. Understand? Yeah. Thank you. Not because I abuse his kindness or muscle.Being a man is much more convenient, really. I wish I was a man sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I act like a man, man and woman, in both sides, switch back and forth, very tiring. Man is when I need to move mountains, yeah? Move karma, bigger than mountains. And then woman, when I need to be gentle and sweet, you know. Some egos are bigger than a mountain.You don't know because you don't work with people, okay? Anyway, I wish I could be a man or at least be in India. Indian people are very liberal. There are some women practitioners. They don't wear anything. Do you know that? At least you saw some photos, right? People say nothing. Even go and bow to them, touch their feet, kiss the dirt that they walk on in other country, you know. Over there, police also very respectfully bow to them. Here, if I did the same, the police also would respectfully take me to a very safe area. You understand, right? Yeah. India is a great country. A lot of people think it's a poor country, but it's not poor. It's very, very rich in heritage.Spiritual heritage, and we have to thank them for guarding all this spiritual culture, spiritual lineage for us so that we can continue to uplift our world with our spiritual practice. Yes, truly it's like that. But the lineage doesn't always stay in India, you know that, right? Therefore it went toJesus in Jerusalem, went to the Prophet Muhammad, God be with him, peace be upon him. I forgot this, I don't often say I forgot, forgive me. Yeah. The Muslims, forgive me. Peace be upon all of you, the Muslims. Peace be upon you, that means you keep peace. You always say to people, Salam alaikum, meaning peace be upon you. Then you keep peace upon yourself first.Because if you don't have peace, how do you give peace to people, right? So I hope the Muslim brothers and sisters remember that. Remember what they wish upon everyone, regardless. That means the Muslims look upon all as equal, yes. Otherwise they wouldn't say the same to the foreigners as well as to their own kin, see?Therefore, they should remember that peace begins inside, in yourself, yeah? Just like the Prophet, peace be upon him, if he hadn't had enlightenment within himself, how would he have transferred this enlightenment to others, his disciples and all the followers, yeah? And still be revered all these centuries and influenceMillions of people across the globe, generation after generation, to worship God, to remember the origin, to remember that all religions belong to God, to remember that if you treat other beings kindly, God will treat you kindly. On the contrary, God will not be merciful upon anyone who is not kind to others.Beings. It says like that in the Quran, more or less. I don't know why I say so many things, jump from one country to another. Yeah, I could say things, right? I never dreamed I would say such things before, when I was younger. Before before I went to the Himalaya. I knew something, but I could never speak a lot. Very small talk and quiet. Yeah. One of the brothers who knew me in India, they told one of our brothers and sisters that Master was very quiet. Yeah, I think it was on TV, some of our TV before, eh? Yeah, he's a very cool guy. All right. Everyone's okay?
Yes.
You hungry yet?
No.
Yeah, better not be, because I'm going to talk for a while. Because some of you like me to sit here and talk no matter what, even the weather forecast or the trees or the birds, anything will do, as long as I sit here and entertain you, right? 30% enlightening entertainment. The 70% is unspoken. And don't come and cry to me about your relative dying so that I have to give you another umbrella, okay? I need this. I truly need this. I live in the mountain. Everywhere I go, I don't know why I'm just living in the mountain somehow. Somehow it just happens that I got a place in the mountain. And when you are old, or I mean as young as I am, yeah, you need this to walk down a little bit. Even very thin and fragile like this, they have a lot of cushion, huh? But you have something to kind of lean on, you know, so you don't like topple. If the road is rough or if you happen to be distracted by some snails or some little cockroaches or something on the road, yeah, then you will not topple. It's very convenient. And when it rains, it protects you. When it's sunny, also can protect you, keep your skin beautiful. All right. I understand. We all have problems, yeah? We all have problems. We all have relatives and friends and loved ones who we did not want to part with yet. We don't want to, but they just leave us. Yeah, everything we love, when they leave us, we feel very, very, very tormented, you know, as if somebody in Costa Rica, when I first went there, first time ever, and then when I had to leave, they say it's like somebody, Master going, when you leave, it's like somebody cut a piece of my flesh away, from her flesh away. Is that bad? Could be, huh? Could be, yeah. If you happen to have this situation, happen within your families or your friend circle, keep busy, okay? Do what you have to do with the physical shell that's left behind, you know, bury or, how to say, cremate it as quickly, you know, as you can. Depends, of course, on the relatives and friends, how long and sometimes in the buried people or community, they look at the date, whether or not it's an auspicious time to bury someone, etc. Depends on that. Other than that, keep busy, okay? Don't sit in the house and moan. It is very bad for your physical, emotional, and mental stability. You better keep busy. The best way is to keep busy. If you don't have a job to do, go out. Go out and help some volunteer group, okay? Go clean the ashram. You clean in the morning, clean again at noon. Clean another time, clean the bathroom, clean the toilet. Do something else for somebody else. Because remember, no matter how tragic our situation, there are worse for some other people on our planet. There's always something going on. Yeah? War, famine, injustice, oppression. Still, in this 21st century, always something. It's because of the karma of the world, because the Maya, the illusion force has made it that way since time immemorial, and then it continues this kind of circle. It cannot break unless you are initiated and become a real practitioner. Then you have the force within yourself, which continues to developing, and it protects you. It helps you in any time, any circumstances. Okay? But keep straight your path. Don't veer left, veer right. Keep straight. Straight by the five precepts. Very simple. And remember the five holy names and meditate as much as you can at home. That's how you protect yourself in this world. Because if you look around, even in a peaceful country, we still have prisons. We still have people suffering inside. You know, the barbed walls. And sometimes injustice. Not fair judgment because of fake evidence, because of situations, or being in the wrong place at the wrong time, being in the wrong color, in the wrong place. That's how things happen to people. Or even in a rich country, powerful country, we still have homelessness and poverty. Some people have no medicine to take care of themselves or live too far from the doctor. Always think like that, okay? Otherwise, we complain. I also complain, and then I have to think to myself, it could be worse, it could be worse. But I have to confess that sometimes if it's worse than that, I don't know how I bear. I don't know how I bear, even with all the master power inside. If it's worse than what it has been or being, I don't know if I can bear. Yeah. Talking is easy. Yeah. when in a situation, it's different. Huh? Okay. All right. Anybody prepare your questions? Anyone want to ask questions? The Vietnamese, the Chinese? Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Mục Kiền Liên, he also a disciple of the Buddha.
Yes.
Why does his mother not be able to liberate? He also have to go to hell looking for his mom.
Oh.
Yes. Can you explain more about this case?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Some people also wanted to ask me this before. It's good that you asked me now because the other day I didn't have time to tell too much about that. Okay. Okay, I'm telling you why. His name is Maudagalayana. He's one of the foremost disciples of Buddha. You're right. Foremost, one of the foremost, not just a normal disciple. And he had strong magical power. He used to go and compete with other magicians for fun. Maybe also ego, maybe because the other magicians were not good. Yeah? So they fought. But because of that, he finally also died because of magical power. Because no matter how high you are, there'll be another higher. In this world, magical power, secular power, there is never enough to protect yourself from all harm.
Treasured viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Magical Power is Never Enough to Protect You, Part 1 of 5 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington DC Climate Change Conference, Part 17 of 17 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the devotion in your spiritual practice gain fruitful insights into higher understanding.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.